Let's talk briefly about the importance of friendship in keeping you healthy and in improving your quality of life. Friendships, or lack of friendships, that can have a big influence on your health and on your overall well-being. Friends can help you celebrate the good times and they can provide support during the bad times. I pray, everybody, that you are doing everything you can to strengthen the friendships you have and to keep always trying to grow your circle of friends. Friends, they can help so much in increasing your sense of belonging and purpose, reducing stress, and helping you cope with bad things that might happen to you. And let me ask you this, everybody, because faith is first and it's the foremost element in the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model, I want to make sure that you also consider Jesus a very close friend of yours. In John 15:15, Jesus says, "I no longer consider you servants." And he goes on to say, "Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you." And then this amazing verse. It comes just a little earlier in John chapter 15. It's verse 13. "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus, he laid down his life, everybody. All of that suffering and his death on the cross, it was for us. We need him as our friend. He offers us life. The Irish poet, Joseph Scriven, he wrote these beautiful and very true words. "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins, our grief to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Can we find a friend so faithful who will all of our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. If you have not accepted Jesus as your friend, won't you do it today? Walk into any church and tell the first person you see that you want Jesus to be your friend. You'll put a smile on their face, probably make a new friend for life, and they'll introduce you to their friend, Jesus. He's waiting to be your friend.